City Council meeting for Tuesday, March the 5th, 2024, called to order. Invocation by Pastor John McIntosh. Worship on the water at the Fort Obama Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Jesus, we thank you for today. The sun, the wind, the clouds, and the rain. We thank you that you've brought us here for such a time as this, for a reason, for a moment that's much bigger than us. So in that, please guide us all to the best of our ability. Guide us to lead in wisdom and understanding, instruction, insight, and discernment. Help us be exactly who you need us to be, when you need us to be, and what you need us to do. For your glory, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Josh. John.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda, please.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering our previous minutes, 2-6-24, Committee of the Whole, 2-6-24. No objections. Reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? There's no corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Announcements.
Mayor, a couple things. I just want to say thank you to everybody. What an awesome seafood festival. Very good. Here we go. I know she wants to speak to it.
There you go. Absolutely.
I don't want to hear any more complaints about the traffic or anything, because I parked in it in the middle of it and got in and got out. It took a little time, but what a great turnout.
Yes, yes. I wanted to say thank you to the mayor and the council and our city administration just for the support for the success of the 32nd Annual Seafood Festival. I forgot to say my name. I'm Allie McGraw, events coordinator. Also, I just wanted to say we had a great event with great weather. We couldn't ask for better weather. Mm-hmm. We had record-breaking numbers, so they estimated a little over 24,000 people in attendance. So we were very happy with that. And of course, we want to say thank you to the MAC organization. It was a great fundraiser for them. They were very happy with all the funds raised, and our city staff, a huge thank you. We could not have done it without everyone who pitched in. It takes a village. So really appreciate all the hard work that they put in. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. And then, Mayor, I wanted to speak on the passing of Iris Etheridge, one of our former council ladies. Her funeral was this past Saturday. I was unable to attend it. Iris was a trooper. She loved Orange Beach, an ambassador, a former educator in Mobile. Her and her husband ran a small charter business here in the Gulf of Mexico. She just loved it. She was a captain and deckhand, and then she was involved heavily with the city of Orange Beach, a council lady here, and then our fishing association and her passing last week. But what a true jewel she was, and loved Orange Beach. She was a great lady for those here that didn't know her, and I just wanted to mention that.
Life well lived.
That's exactly right. So thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Remind everyone that we have the art festival this weekend at the Art Center. Please don't forget to support that. And since you're standing up for, congratulations on your first place half marathon victory in your age group and 13th overall. We're real proud of you.
Appreciate it.
Was that master's division?
No, it was not. It was the master's junior division, actually.
Oh, okay.
So appreciate that. No, that was an interesting race, and it was good. I appreciate that very much. Very excited tonight to introduce two new department heads for the city of Orange Beach. One is a familiar face, and one's a new face to our city. So first off, I want to introduce Adam Roberson, who is the new community development director. Adam's been with us for over 11 years and has been building official, and brings a wealth of knowledge, and is very excited to lead that group. And so With that, I'll introduce him for a second.
And so, is that your seat now?
Yeah.
You're not going to be over here because I'm going to constantly do that. Okay.
So, see, I like him already.
Not yet. It's too early. Yeah. It's too early.
Too early. Too early. Too early.
Too soon to say. That's
right.
And the second person is Nicole Ard. She's going to be our new Park and Rec director. She brings 20 years of Park and Rec experience. Comes from a neighboring city that is familiar with our area and brings a wealth of ideas and is excited to bring this team together. So with that, I'll welcome Nicole Ard. So again, as we make some transitions, we're very excited to add these two team members to our team and look forward to continue to grow very much. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you for two great.
Two things. I'd like to introduce Brady, who comes every year from Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Welcome, Brady.
Welcome back, Brady.
Brady.
You see Brady on his bicycle. He's got an electric bike, and he'll have his helmet and his lights blinking. Wave at him. Just don't run over him. But we're always glad to have you, Brady.
Look out for the archway.
Yes.
And the other, a lot of people have asked, our grandson actually was supposed to be Life Flight of Saturday, but he is on a jet as we speak, headed to UAV, and his surgery will be Thursday. So thank you all for the support.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay, anyone else? Auditing of accounts?
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to new business under miscellaneous. Approval, special events, retail, liquor license application, event concessions, boat show, March 15th through 17th.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of special retail 30-day liquor license application. We OBA manager, Adventure Island.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes.
I got a couple of questions, Mayor.
Okay.
Is anyone here?
Is the applicant here?
Is the applicant here?
I can probably speak a little bit too.
Okay.
If there's no applicant here.
All right, you got the big building in the back that's not right on Perdido Beach Boulevard. Is that where it's going to be?
Yeah, at the main Adventure Island location. And the applicant, they're just going to test it out. It's only a more than 30 days. It's not a permanent thing. It's just a long temporary seasonal thing. And it's just so dads can grab a beer or something.
Well,
I was
the
idea.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
spending
the
money.
On the golf cart.
A beer and golf cart. I mean,
go-karts. Go-karts.
Go-karts. Watch me do this.
Well, I was just wondering if that's where the kids, are the kids in that building also?
Yeah.
They have a bunch of different features. They have the mini golf outside, and they have
the
go-karts.
That's the arcade.
Mm-hmm. So are we okay with putting adult beverages in a building where the kids
with
are?
With children and...
I guess we do it at all the restaurants. Mm-hmm.
Is this Frank Hughes, the owner?
No, he doesn't own it anymore. I just looked.
He sold it, though.
He sold it, obviously.
They're from New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which I don't know.
The two.
Every dad is
New Jersey, you said?
Yeah.
That's like Louisiana.
So, I know. Yeah. It may be worse than Louisiana.
Exactly.
No, I'm not going to say it.
I guess we do the same thing in all restaurants that have bars, I guess. Kids.
No. There's not more.
Well, we have kids at the wharf for 100 days of summer.
It is.
We allow them to go from one to another out there in front of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lazy pool of places and have a bar. Mm-hmm.
I see what Mr. Johnson's concern is.
I do too.
In the close proximity of all the kids in the arcade. I get it, but.
Kids' birthday parties.
Mm. Yeah.
I say we try it.
His name is Charles Bordenaro.
Yes.
Italian from the East Coast.
He and his wife.
I would have been here.
Is it two?
Charles Bordenero and Judy Mitchum.
Oh, Judy Mitchum.
But she's the minority investor. Charles Bordenero is the owner.
This is a 30-day temporary, correct?
Over 30 days, I believe, is what it says. More than 30 days.
More than 30 days. It's more than 30 days. Mr. Johnson?
I just go back remembering when we didn't let the movie theater have.
Okay, so how do you approve this one? How do you turn this one down and then approve one at the Oasis that's coming up after?
It says the
well, I saw that on the Oasis.
Yeah.
It's a cafe and then a bar there, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and this license, it says it covers outdoor amusement areas. So I guess not indoors.
Okay.
Outdoor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, I agree. Everything we do is associated with it. Yeah. So. I'm okay.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval, special retail, more than 30 days liquor license, Oasis Beachside Cafe and Bar.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of 1-year extension, Wilmore Beach Hotel PUD, expiring March 31st.
Move to approve the extension.
Second.
Discussion? Can you give me an update, buddy? How long has this been going on?
It's almost a year.
Okay, so a year since we approved it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's longer than that. Okay, so we're 1 year.
That's right.
That just seemed like a lot longer.
It seemed longer because there were other things that were looking at that location.
Yeah. That might have been what it was.
Yeah, we did issue a demo permit for them to do some exploratory services there. To get the engineering. They did apply for the building permit in mid-February, and we kicked it back for some revisions that they needed to handle.
Okay.
So I did contact them and got a response this afternoon to clean the site up to make it more appealing.
Yeah, I asked Adam to call them because it was looking shabby. Yeah. And yes. So the Overworld Beach Hotel, church.
Yes, yeah. I did notice that they did. Yeah.
So we feel like the next year they're serious about getting started?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I'll stay on top of the cleanup.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Sounds
you.
Good.
Thank
Thanks,
you,
Adam. And thank them for
yes.
listening. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, let's see. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of 1-year extension, Jones Duplex PUD expiring March 31, 2025.
Move to approve the extension.
Second.
Any discussion?
Where is this?
Right next to the
east of Turquoise
Place parking lot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Remember the ones we approved because of the height of the parking deck?
Yeah, okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution, authorized execution of a subaward grant agreement with the Pensacola-Perdido Bay's estuary program, construct, operate a greenhouse.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing franchise Robbins Rides operating taxi, City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution intergovernmental agreement, Baldwin County maintenance of Navy Road.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing purchase of a vehicle, expect access department. $60,846.86.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing purchase of tractor, Real More Landscape Development, Sourcewell, $48,961.48.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of cooperative maintenance agreement, Alabama Department of Transportation, sidewalk, State Highway 180 right-of-way, Wharf Parkway East to Gulf Bay Road.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding bid, on-call carpentry, drywall, painting services, M.D. Thomas, unit pricing, 3 years.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Discussion?
Yeah, one question. Is this normal 3 years?
This is so we can have someone on call, basically. We've been doing a lot of force account type stuff, like how City Hall was done, and sometimes things add up over time, so we figured it would be better just to have a standing.
To go three, rather, because we used to just do one.
All our annual bids are for 1 year with two potential 1 year extensions for the last 6 years or so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Resolution declaring fire department uniforms owned by the city for Orange Beach surplus, donated Pine Grove Volunteer Fire Department.
Move to adopt a resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Quick question. Is this turnout gear or it's not turnout gear?
This, the majority of it, a good quantity of it is pants and stuff that we acquired after Hurricane Sally. They do not match what our normal uniforms are, but we were in a crunch after the fires on over on off of Marina Road. We were in a crunch to get uniforms, and we got whatever we could at the time to outfit people. So.
This would be Jubilee Point because they all swim in the water to get to the fire.
That's right. Well,
that makes me feel better because I thought if it's turnout gear, we need to get a release signed. And it's okay.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, thank you.
I remember telling the lady at 911 we'll buy them their uniforms. Just tell them to get over there.
She did.
I know.
She did.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Resolution authorizing settlement agreement. Chase Morissette, City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution settlement agreement. Laura Davis, City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Can I go back to Woody for just a second? Mm-hmm. I just want to commend you on the Perdido Beach Estuary. I know that wasn't what the portion that was on it tonight. Woody's working on another grant as a portion of a $50 million grant going through and some funding, and we were on the phone this week with some lobbyists. Incredible job in what you're doing, and I just want to commend you and for how hard you're pushing and how hard you're fighting for us. Keep up the good work.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Moving ordinances. First reading, ordinance amending restating Chapter 42, Ordinance of the City of Orange Beach, Floodplain Development.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenney?
Yes. Motion carries. Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Committee of the Whole for Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, call to order. Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here. Miscellaneous appointment. Voting delegate, Alabama League of Municipalities Annual Convention, Birmingham, May 10th through 13th,
24.
That should be 24.
Would you say 24?
Yeah.
Is that close enough?
Sorry.
All right, 24 then.
Jerry, are you attending?
I'm not attending.
And really, that's May 15th through 18th.
Yeah.
And it looks like, it looks like I didn't update that one.
You say you are attending? I'm not attending this year either.
And it's in Huntsville.
God.
Don't look that way.
Rocket City.
All right, let me think about it. Let me look and see what I got. If no one goes, I'll go.
Thank you, Mayor.
If y'all want me to go.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
Okay. Resolution amending the fee schedule for emergency medical treatment transport services. Moving ordinances, public hearing, first reading. Reversion of the Bama Bayou Plan Unit Development Master Plan, March 19th, 2024. Public hearing, first reading, ordinance amending ordinance 172, Admiral Self Storage PUD, March 19th, 2024. Public hearing, Mills Row Beachside PUD, March 19th, 2024. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody got anything they'd like to add, say, before we go home? Do what?
Go vote.
Oh, go vote. Go vote.
Got an hour and a half.
You got time to vote.
If no one has anything.
Mr. Hartley, thank you for coming tonight.
Mr. Hartley, have you voted yet?
Sure.
Anybody else want to abuse Mr. Hartley?
That's why I stay out of
there. I know. Just in case the toilet. Just in case the toilet stops up, right? You the man?
Mr. Allen is at his station.
Okay.
I talked to Allen at 5, and we were at 1,450 votes.
And he was still up there?
Yeah. He's got to be there.
He was outside when
chair worn out
when we talked.
Started at 10:30.
Mm-hmm. And naps. Two naps, yeah.
Well, it's a long way to walk to the kitchen.
The lights look really good on the palm trees.
They look like terrific. The lights look beautiful on the
Mayor,
palm trees.
Mayor, they look so good, we should really consider doing it on Beach Highway.
Yeah. No, y'all.
We can do it, we just got to.
I made that suggestion, everybody said
no. Okay, but remember, you got to slow the speed limit. If y'all want to do it, we got to.
10 miles per hour. I don't mind if we slow the speed limit, we just don't need to enforce it until 45.
Now, we do have an open mic, Mr. Boyd.
Yeah.
Meeting's over.
I think it would look fantastic.
I don't know if they would let us do a portion and slow it down during that portion and then let it go back to 45 on the rest of it. Those trees are so expensive, I don't think we want to do the whole thing. And it is. We did have a complaint. Someone was concerned about a sea turtle. And I said, well, if a sea turtle ends up on Canal Road, we're in more trouble than a sea turtle. So
sea turtle has major issues.
Complaints I never get enough of them. I can't. They are my entertainment. And for those folks who complained and said they would not be back to the seafood festival, we will not miss you. So.
Okay, then. I do want to just remind you that at one time I had, before I was even on the council, I had a list of people who were willing to fund those palm trees down Orange okay. Beach Boulevard. So we might be able
You're
to.
You're talking
work
about
that.
This one.
Down Orange Beach?
On the side.
Coming on the sides?
It was on the right away? At that time it was on the sides because
Median
they wouldn't let
right
us
away?
Do it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Well, we were talking, we can talk with Aldot. Let me just see if they'll let us slow it down and speed it up, sort of, or whatever.
I think it'd look
but
great.
If we did it just right there in front of Coastal down yes, to yes. Publix, something like that?
All right. It's
great
not
on
that
Rio
we
Beach
can't
Beach.
Have them, they can't have a trunk. Greater than 3-inch diameter.
Yeah, 4 inches.
4 inches.
4 inches.
Yeah, whatever it is, but.
So
yeah.
Then we could leave the speed limit alone, and if they grow and we don't
like
get to them.
But I think they're 4 inches already.
It's 59. It's Highway 59. That's what the palm trees in Gulf Shores on Highway 59. They're not palm trees. I think they're crape myrtles. And they replace them all the time.
We'll check into it. Adam, remind me. I think this falls under your purview now.
Yes. Wait a minute. So or is it Chris? Who is it?
I was just going to let it
play. You're just going to let it play. Hey, he's right there. He's on that side of the room, too.
Yeah, where's Glenn? Let's add Glenn in.
Glenn?
Yeah, there you go. The trifecta of
Woody's
experience.
I mean, there's four of them right there.
There's a lot of flowing
gotta
going on.
Got to include Woody in it.
Mm. Figure it out.
Thank
Nicole,
you, Woody.
I want to tell you welcome as well. You came highly recommended by many people. You were well loved, so we're really glad that we have you. So welcome aboard.
Yes, we are so excited for you.
Ford may even get some rest now.
I know.
Ford has a smile for the first time.
She came back.
That was a big move right there. Yeah.
Where is your office so that we know where to find you? Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
He just wants to make sure you come in every day.
I saw her.
I remember what I wanted to say. I don't know if y'all heard, but the mayor of Key West called me some time back and wanted to talk to me about our T-shirt vulgarity ordinance and that they had interest in passing it in Key West to become more famous. And they did.
Oh.
Yeah, they called back to thank us for guidance and an appreciation. So there are folks out there that understand family friendly. So I appreciate that very much.
That is a great story.
Yeah. In Key West.
Key West.
That's huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
I might go back.
It all went back to our discussion was, you want to be family friendly or you don't.
Yeah.
That's all you got to ask. Either do or you don't.
That's right.
So.
Got to be willing to stand up.
That's true.
Okie doke. Well, that's all I got. If no one else has anything, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.